Over Crisis podcast. I'm your host, Ashley, and today we'll be reviewing the two episodes, Flash vs. Arrow, from Season 1, Episode 8 of The Flash, and The Brave and the Bold from Season 3, Episode 8 of Arrow. So let's get into it. So The Flash vs. Arrow. It was sort of the big crossover that they did for the two shows where the Arrow cast came over onto The Flash show, and then in The Brave and the Bold, the Flash cast went over onto the Arrow show. It's a two-parter that's loosely connected. The Arrow cast mentioned something about going to Central City to look for the Boomerang villain of the week. And then at the end, Felicity leaves something for Caitlin to look into, and so that brings them over to the episode of Arrow for the next episode. But I decided to rewatch these episodes, even though they're not sort of they're not one whole story. I wanted to watch these because it is the first sort of big crossover from the two shows at the time. And I just wanted to get a sense of the history of the crossovers and how they've evolved from seasons to seasons. And this does, it starts small. It's a good crossover. It really is. But it is on the smaller scale. It all takes place just on the Flash set, the Flash vs. Arrow episode. And it's a small thread, but it's an interesting theme between these two episodes of the two heroes sort of learning from each other. And in this episode, we have Oliver sort of training Barry sort of in how to be a superhero, I guess. And so there's a good scene on the farm, but it's a good scene where Oliver wants Barry to run at him, and he says to Barry that he's going to get shot with an arrow, and Barry just kind of laughs, and Barry runs at him, catches the arrow, and then gets shot in the back by two separate arrows. And the lesson that Oliver is trying to teach Barry is that just because Barry has the speed, he actually needs to use that to sort of do a recon of the area and sort of, I guess, environmental situation. He wants Barry to learn environmental situation. Since Barry has the time, he needs to use it and know what his surroundings are, basically. And if there's another threat somewhere else, the threat's not always in front of you, I guess. It can be behind you. I guess that's the lesson that Oliver is kind of teaching him. I do kind of like Oliver shooting Barry in the back with some arrows. That we'll come back to later in future crossover episodes, Elseworlds. But I really do like the introduction of Oliver and Felicity and Diggle in this episode. And it's interesting sort of how they kind of mesh with the Flash characters, right? So Felicity and Caitlin kind of are like science gals, like Tony Stark and Bruce Banner are science bros, right? From the Marvel movies. Caitlin and Felicity are kind of like bonding over science. And then you have Sisko in there and Diggle, and it's kind of interesting how they kind of all work together between these two episodes. One thing I found interesting was that Harry and Joe were not fans of the Arrow. They were kind of against the Arrow. They did not want Flash working with the Arrow character. But then by the end of the episode, they're like totally cool with Oliver being Arrow, and I like that Harry kind of figures it out pretty early, because it's not rocket science, some of these superhero identities. But it's kind of interesting how they go from being really against the Arrow to, oh, he's Oliver Queen, so therefore he's fine now at the end. That was kind of weird. One of the things that I liked about going back to rewatch these older episodes is, I always remember, season 1 and season 2 of The Flash as kind of being like the better seasons of the show. And going back to this, early in season 1, 2, episode 8, going back and just kind of having a more simplistic view of the show. It's just Barry, Sisko, Caitlin, Joe, and Harry. At this point, Iris doesn't know that Barry's the Flash. I absolutely forgot about Eddie being there. And it's just kind of, it's the villain of the week type of scenario. It's not all bogged down by this overarching villain. Not yet. And so it's just kind of nice being in this, simple version of the Flash. Where we don't have, all these characters running around. And we're not, super worried about, and the show just has kind of a little bit more of a lighter tone to it that we kind of got bogged down with, especially starting in season 3, really. And it was just kind of nice just seeing the core Flash cast again at Star Labs. And so I really like this episode. Now, this is one of the few episodes on this crossover list that I'm working my way through that I have actually seen a few times. I have actually tried to do a rewatch of The Flash Season 1, and I think I got maybe a couple, maybe I gave up back at this episode, I don't know. But I definitely have seen this, and I've seen it on television, I think, once. So I've seen this episode at least 2, 3, I think this might be my fourth viewing of it, really. And I always enjoy this episode, and I like the ending, where we have to, now of course throughout the episode, Barry gets whammied by the villain of the week that can, I guess, bring out people's rage or bad emotions or something. And so Barry kind of goes evil for a little bit. And I like the ending of Flash versus Arrow, like the title says. And it's interesting seeing the two, even though Arrow, Oliver doesn't actually have any superpowers, it's interesting seeing what he does bring to the fight. He doesn't just have the arrows that he's really good with, but he has the skill, he has the tactics, he has the strategy. And, you know, Barry's punching him all around, and Oliver's swinging and missing. But then there's one time when Oliver does land a punch. And it kind of reminded me of the X-Men Origins Wolverine movie. I know a lot of people don't like that movie. But it reminds me of the scene where Will.i.am's character, the teleporter guy, is fighting Sabretooth. And Sabretooth, you know, he's punching him, and Will.i.am's dodging him because he can teleport real quick. And then at one point, Sabretooth says, you know, something like, you know, what I like about you is you're predictable. And he actually gets the punch on him. And that kind of reminds me of this scene in here on The Flash, is that the Flash has super speed, but what Oliver can do is he can sort of recognize patterns, right? And he's very aware of his surroundings, and so he can see sort of ahead to maybe where Barry's next move might be, and then that's why he gets the punch ahead on Barry. And so it's kind of goes back to the training that Oliver was trying to do with Barry to, you know, not just use your super speed, but also learn other skills and enhance what you can do with your super speed as well. And so it's a very good scene. I really like seeing them fight and everything at the end, you know. And then I do like the ending with Oliver kind of giving like this really serious speech about his identity and how it must be protected. And then everybody's like got this blank stare on their face, and Felicity's like, what Oliver really means is thank you. And he's like, yes. It's a great scene. I really do enjoy Oliver in these crossover episodes. And it's a really good episode. I miss kind of season one, minus the Eddie stuff. And then the ending of the episode actually ends with Ronnie. Because earlier in the episode, Angry Barry yells at Caitlin and says, don't treat me like Ronnie or something. And then she's, you know, I think looking for Ronnie on the computer. And so the ending of the episode ends with, like, Ronnie looking like a homeless bum, and then you see him, like, light up with the fire. And, you know, I forgot that Ronnie was Firestorm in the first season. And it just reminded me, you know, we get a new Firestorm on the Legends team coming up. And so that's just something that kind of like, huh, yeah, there was another Firestorm. Interesting. But that's it for the Flash vs. Arrow episode. I really like it. It's a good two-parter. I love seeing Oliver trying to train Barry and everything. You know, Oliver says, you know, Barry doesn't really want my help. He just thinks he wants my help. And it's another thing that sort of comes up in the next episode as well, The Brave and the Bold. So let's move on to the next episode, Arrow Season 3, Episode 8, The Brave and the Bold. So I have to be honest, I have never seen this episode before. And until I actually looked up the crossover episodes, I had no idea it was a Flash crossover episode. I had no idea it was like a second part or two, Flash versus Arrow. So this is the first time I have seen The Brave and the Bold. And I gotta say, I really enjoy it. I really did. Now, my previous experience with the Arrow show is I watched the first episode of Arrow and nothing else after that. And I've only seen the episodes that are from the crossover episodes. And I always enjoy Oliver in the crossover episodes. I really do. I enjoy Felicity a lot when she crosses over as well. But I don't really have the time, I guess. Arrow's like on its eighth season. And, you know, I already watched The Flash and Supergirl and now Batwoman and Riverdale, and I used to watch Jane the Virgin. It's just like there's so much television out there. I don't have time to catch up on all of Arrow and Legends of Tomorrow and now Black Lightning. So I just never, not that those are bad shows or that I didn't like what I've seen of them, I just don't have the time. So this is the first time I've seen this episode of Arrow, and I gotta say, I was actually a little bit confused at first. Because I'm not used to the Arrow format, and I'm not really used to all the characters. So I was a bit confused by the Diggle and Lila relationship, because throughout, the Flash characters are constantly referring to them as being married, and they're always correcting them of they're not married. And then, in the beginning, Diggle says, you know, to Oliver, you know, are you trying to ruin my marriage or something? And Oliver's like, you know, you're not married. And so I was very confused. And at the end, I think Diggle, like, proposes. So were they married and they're divorced? Or are they married and they're separated? They were never married. I think they have a kid together. So their whole relationship was very confusing if this is the first episode of Arrow that you're watching, like me. And then the second thing is the boomerang guy, Digger Harkness. Now, the first thing I thought of was Digger, Diggle, similar names, and then Harkness. The only Harkness I know is Captain Jack Harkness from Doctor Who, played, of course, by John Barrowman, who is Malcolm Merlyn on The Arrow Show. Great little connection there. But I assume that this is the Captain Boomerang character from Suicide Squad. Otherwise, I don't know how many more villains are flinging around boomerangs as weapons. So I assume this is the Captain Boomerang character, and then they mentioned throwing him in Argus, or he has a cell with Deathstroke character. Slade Wilson, I know his name. I know of Deathstroke. But again, I've never seen Arrow, so I don't know these characters. So this, like The Flash vs. Arrow, was kind of a Villain of the Week episode. And they're trying to catch Captain Boomerang. I'm just going to call him that. And we end up getting some flashbacks. Now, again, not being familiar with The Arrow Show, I'm going to assume that these flashbacks work similar to the way flashbacks in The Angel Show, which is the Buffy the Vampire Slayer spinoff with everybody's favorite vampire with a soul, Angel. And in that show, the flashbacks sort of serve as like a reflection of whatever Angel's going through, you know, in present day. And so I assume that the flashbacks on Arrow work similar, because the flashbacks we get are him learning to, I guess, torture people for information in order to save lives. I'm not sure what the show is trying to say about torture, if they're pro-torture or not. That's a topic for, that's way above my pay grade. I'm not going to discuss that. But it was interesting because obviously Oliver chose not to torture the first guy. And of course that resulted in a lot of casualties. And so it's kind of like, you know, Barry calls him out on it, like, you know, why are you torturing this guy? And so it's kind of a way to show why Oliver does what he does, is what I'm assuming these flashbacks are used for. And, you know, it is interesting, you know, Barry, you know, says, you know, Oliver, you don't have to do these things, you know, and in the end, Oliver, you know, is you know, they mention humanity being a part of it. So between these two episodes, it's interesting, you know, Oliver trying to train Barry to be like him, and Barry trying to kind of influence Oliver to be more like him. And their approach to being superheroes is kind of different. And I know for Barry, he does start to put more emphasis on training. He does start to take being a hero more seriously. I don't know Oliver's journey as well. But it is interesting to see their sort of different approaches, but yet how they can come together to also help each other out. So it's a good contrast between Barry and Oliver, and I like seeing their relationship build. I really liked Cisco in this episode, just like being fascinated by the Batcave, or the whatever the Arrow equivalent term of the Batcave is. Basically, it's a Batcave. So I like Cisco being very excited to be there. I like the joke with the Sam Ladder, where Barry's going up and down the Sam Ladder very fast, being like, I don't see what the problem is. And then Cisco can't even do a pull-up on it. It's great. And of course, I love the joke of all the women in the Arrowverse thinking Oliver's hot. Because, you know, Caitlin asks, oh, what's that for in the Sam Ladder? And Felicity responds with something like, it's to distract me from my work or something. And then in The Flash versus Arrow, Iris meets Oliver and she's like, you know, he's so much more handsome and in person, and his arms are bigger than yours. And you know, later on in The Flash, even after Iris and Barry are together, she mentions, I think Ralph, you know, she mentions like Ralph is, you know, good looking, kind of like Oliver Queen. And Barry's like, come on, man. And she's like, oh, I only have eyes for you, babe. And then later, after the boys leave, Caitlin's like, yeah, Oliver Queen is hot. And so I just love the ongoing joke that the women just find Oliver so hot. He's a good-looking dude. He is a good-looking dude. But I just think it's the constant joke of how hot he is and all the women being attracted to him is just, to me, it's funny. Maybe because I'm a woman. I don't know. But I like that. So, you know, so this was a good episode of Arrow. It makes me want to go back and watch Arrow from the beginning again. Or for the first time, really. But I'm probably not going to have the time to do that before Crisis on Infinite Earth. But, you know, it's a good show. Or it's a good episode. I like it. I like the Flash team coming over, working together. And so between these two episodes being sort of the first of the crossover episodes, I do enjoy seeing how the teams are going to work together and looking forward to seeing how they kind of evolve with working together towards the future crossover episodes. And, you know, with these particular episodes, there are different storylines. So the Flash vs. Arrow is very much an episode of the Flash, and The Brave and the Bold is very much an episode of Arrow. But with that small, sort of tiniest of thread there of being, you know, the sort of relationship, mentor-mentee relationship between Barry and Oliver, which is really interesting, and it's going to be nice to see how that kind of grows throughout the crossover episodes. So that's my review of these two episodes, Flash vs. Arrow and The Brave and the Bold. So stay tuned for next week's episodes, the Legends episodes, Legends of Today and Legends of Yesterday. So let me know your thoughts down in the comments below about these episodes. Which one's your favorite? Flash vs. Arrow, The Brave and the Bold? Are you a bigger Flash fan? Are you bigger an Arrow fan? You know, what do you think of the relationship between Barry and Oliver? What was your favorite part of the episodes? I think my favorite part is Oliver shooting Barry in the back with arrows. That is great. I don't know why. I like it. Let me know what your thoughts are, and stay tuned for next week's episodes coming up. Get ready for the big crisis event. Get excited, and I will catch you all in the next crisis. Thank you all for listening. If you want to hear my thoughts on the current episodes of The Flash, Supergirl, and Batwoman, follow me over on the Stardust app at Crashly87, CRASHLIE87, for my quick thoughts on the latest episodes. For those bookworms out there, be sure to check out my blog, Fantastic Literature, link in the description below, for book reviews, short story reviews, news articles, and general thoughts about the literary industry. Check it out, and if you like the podcast, be sure to follow, like, and share it, and be sure to leave your thoughts in the comments below.